This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, April 12th, Jesus at Large. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 15. Some women were watching from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph, and Salome. In Galilee, these women had followed him and cared for his needs. Many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem were also there. It was Preparation Day, that is, the day before the Sabbath. So as evening approached, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate was surprised to hear that he was already dead. Summoning the centurion, he asked him if Jesus had already died. When he learned from the centurion that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph. So Joseph bought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph saw where he was laid. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone, because they were afraid. Some women watched from a distance as Jesus died on the cross. They had followed him for years and had cared for his needs. They loved him. They also saw Joseph take down Jesus' body and wrap it in linen. They followed and saw Joseph lay Jesus in a tomb and then roll a stone across the entrance. After the Sabbath, they came back as soon as possible. They would care for him in death as they had in life. They were so intent, they almost forgot about the stone blocking the tomb. But when they arrived, they saw that the stone had been moved and someone was in the tomb. "Don't be alarmed," said a young man dressed in white. An angel. But they had little time to be afraid of him. Jesus was missing. More accurately, Jesus had escaped. The women did what anyone else would do in a tomb where a dead body had gotten up and walked away. They ran. Every time we think we have Jesus figured out, Mark throws in a twist. That's because Jesus never follows our rules. He's powerful and unpredictable, and that's unsettling to the way we would like to live. That's why the authorities killed him, but that didn't stop him either. Then or now, Jesus is alive, and he could turn up at any moment, anywhere, and turn our world upside down. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, I have to admit there are times when you scare me. You change all of the things that need to change, and I'm scared to let some things go. Please be gentle and gracious as you change me. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.